What caused the spread of humans across the globe? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Penny Spikens, senior lecturer in the archaeology of human origins at the University of York, details how emotions may be at the root of human expansion to new territories.
Human origins is full of unsolved mysteries. Sometime after 100,000 years ago, for example, humans went from being limited to particular regions to rapidly colonizing the whole world, and we've been unable to explain quite why. People spread against the odds, moving quickly out of Africa at around 1 kilometer per year, crossing daunting barriers like major deserts, spreading from the north to the very south of the Americas, and even across at least 60 kilometers of sea to Australia. They cannot have had any concept of going somewhere. There's no evidence that population increase forced them to move, and they took substantial, some might say nonsensical, risks. Bayouzef and Balfour-Cohen have said of this dispersion, the easiest questions to resolve are those of when and how. What's the most difficult and the most highly debated is why. My research has provided a possible explanation. The significance of the gradual evolution of capacities for social emotions such as compassion, sympathy, remorse, or darker feelings of spite and revenge to human behaviour seems to have been overlooked. Through time, we've become ever more closely bound to those we care about, but yet ever more affected by cheating or betrayals of trust, feeling so strongly, both about those we love and those we hate, that we can be motivated to behave in completely irrational ways. When we understand the significance of our social emotions to how we behave, we can see why someone intent on revenge might spur most of us onto the open sea and even the flimsiest of rafts to get out of harm's way. By looking at evidence for the dynamics of emotional commitments and why modern hunter-gatherers fall out, find allies, and move somewhere new, we can see that rather than our intellect, it may have been the evolution of our complex emotional lives which provides the best explanation for our global expansion.
That was Penny Spikens of the University of York. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.